Für Ö1 bin ich noch zu jung, für Ö3 bin ich schon zu alt. Was soll ich hören, Clara?
Hör einfach auf dein Inneres, Nico.
Altkluges Luder.
Du neureicher Lump.
FM4 im Sumpf, wo die Streitkultur zu Hause ist.
Got my emotions on the table, got my emotions in the drawer. Got my emotions on the table, got my emotions in the drawer. Got my emotions on the table, got my emotions in the drawer. Got my emotions on the table, got my emotions in the drawer. Got my emotions on the table.
Das sind die Slaybells und AB Machines. Slaybells sind aus Brooklyn und sie sind eine Band, die kongenial ist mit einer anderen Band. Zumindest behauptet das diese andere Band, und diese andere Band nennt sich Band. Schöner Name eigentlich für eine Band, Band. Und jetzt ist die Band, die sich Band nennt, hier im Studio. Hello, Band.
Hi.
Band, you are anonymous. Here is B, here is A, here is N, and here is D. Four people from, I don't know, from where are you?
England,
Poland,
Germany.
In your press release, you announce yourself as an international outfit, not as a musical project. I guess it's not only about music, your project, or what is it about?
Yeah, we're really trying to kind of test the limits between sort of music and art, and really sort of how a form can be stretched, and you can take on, by taking one form and adding content to it, you can push it to an extreme, and then the other way, if you take content and then make a form out of it. So it's trying to work in those two different directions, and I suppose we're sort of the living examples of that, in a way.
You will perform at the Flugwanne on the 30th of June in Vienna for the very first time, I guess.
Yeah.
What can we expect from a performance, from a gig, or whatever it is, from the band called Band?
Well, first of all, we'd like to collapse the space of Flugwanne and not make the onstage and backstage presentation too obviously opposite poles. So we're going to try to integrate one into the other and try to, like...
Because everyone wants to know what's going on backstage, really, so...
So we're going to give them, like, a good... I don't know, look into what's happening backstage. What else? We're going to bring in a lot of colors into our performance.
We put a set together, like, of visual and audio signs.
But did you ever play a single tune till now?
We've written some songs, and we're recording them, but I suppose it's a question of like, what is the definition of a song? What is the definition of a performance? And so, therefore, what is the definition of a band? Or what is the definition of, yeah, that
we're
kind of...
We're definitely playing with this
blurry. That form.
Yeah.
Or this in-between. We're very much interested in this in-between space.
So there
we're
will
going
be...
to try to blur it as much as possible. So.
Yeah.
You met each other at the Art Academy in Vienna, so I guess almost every conceptual band has a kind of manifesto. Do you have one?
It's all about the pose, the right haircut, the leather jacket, and a twist of the hips on stage. Would
but
be...
nobody of you has a leather jacket on. But you will wear, probably.
These are all signs that we're thinking about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's it also, in that phrase, it kind of talks about creating an image and how that image can carry you so far without actually having any content.
So hopefully Malcolm McLaren in heaven will guide you.
Exactly. I mean, that's good you brought up that reference.
We're waiting for that inspiration.
I think it's also not like writing a manifesto, which is very defined.
That's true.
Because this is something we really don't want to do. Like, so
you
it's
rather would like to open up these ideas
but
floating around.
But at the same time, it's this one is the one. Like, it's not like... not being like doing just whatever and just going on stage
I
and
mean,
just performing. It's really like
we do say like in our press release that we start off with like very simple definitions of what it is we'd like to do,
even
and
if
then
they
we
may need to be corrected later.
And then, and then we keep reworking these definitions every day. It's like we take every day as a new start, and we just keep working until we're happy with something, and then maybe break it down again the next day.
Yeah,
but find out we're unhappy with.
I guess there's also a long way from the sleigh bells to your next musical influence. Minimal Music by Philip Glass.
Yeah, Philip Glass did this really interesting composition for Sesame Street back in 1979, where he did this for the animation Geometry of Circles. And we've been very fascinated by this animation, so we'd like to play him.
So let's listen a few minutes to Philip Glass. So, Philip Glass war das, oder ist es noch immer. Wir haben immer noch zu Gast eine Band namens Band, die ein wenig geheimnisvoll ist, aber doch gar nicht vielleicht so geheimnisvoll. I've heard of a quite big variety of approaches you mentioned also in your press release. I mean, there are influences like the interest in myths by an artist like Dan Graham, who is famous for his video Rock My Religion. And also the interest in math, which we also probably could find out by a musician like Philip Glass. And also, I guess, an interest in, one could call it maybe, serious fan culture. How do you deal with this variety on stage?
I mean, our working approach so far was mainly like to create a frame, like a container, which let's call it bands now.
Yeah.
And to fill it.
Yeah.
So the space is Flugwanne, and the container is our form, and we're filling it with content.
So for instance, the content of, I mean, you're asking like how are we responding to Philip Glass, or how that's kind of coming into it. And I suppose the diagrams it started thinking of a way of the parts of a band. So if you have a band with four members, what is a band when you only have three of them there? What is it still a band if you have only two people there? And so we started actually drawing Venn diagrams to try and think about what the relation is when two circles cross in the middle. What's that shape? So then you have a form, and that thought process has led through to a form. And I mean, that's then kind of leading you into thinking about spotlights on stage and colours, and so smoke.
And like visual language, like also what we do with the t-shirts that we will be selling and the posters which we spread all over town right now, which is all about collage and overlapping and like the smoke colour system, where you have a diagram mainly with overlapping areas showing the relationships to each other, which are changing all the time maybe. So it's
but rather than being the Venn diagram circles, it's moved into the B-A-N-D. And so B layered over M, what is that? And then what sound does that make? B-A, magenta, yellow. Like, that's already kind of another form, which could also
so
be
So it's all about
the
transformations and mutations also of, of different...
I mean, I think that is also coming back to what I explained in a very abstract way of moving from content to form. You can see it going across an arrow. And then the other way as well. And in the end, I mean, they might even miss. Like, the container might have things that completely miscommunicate to each other. But then that kind of rubbing against will also cause, you know, that friction will cause something hopefully that's quite exciting.
But I think also philosophically, the Venn diagram does a lot for us because it has us thinking about collectivity in this way where we're not sure if the band is greater than the sum of its parts. Like, you know how, like, it, when all the circles intersect, does it form something greater than itself?
Yeah, or is collective work the lowest common denominator, or is it more than that?
And is the individual stronger than the collective in all these, like, interpersonal relationships that we sort of bring?
What kind of musical style does band prefer?
I think we're really interested in, like, whether it's music or any other, like, influences that we have, about really this, in this project, at least, band, about overlaps, about collages, whether it's, like...
And references also.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there are a lot of references, but it's, like, collage of sound, text, film footage, performance, it can be everything. So it's really playing with all kind of visual language, but... As I said before,
audio.
So, but again, this is all about this container we're trying to fill. And of course, there are a lot of expectations from the viewers, from the people who will watch that, come to Flugwanne. But
I also guess it's not by chance that a band consists only of four female members.
Well, we actually started out with six.
With six, okay.
And we called ourselves Boy Band. And one... had to drop out because she was too busy. We're the only boy in our band. Well, I don't know. He sort of just, I guess, decided to drop off the radar too and left the four of us conveniently spelling out band. So, yeah, it was quite accidental that we're all female and there are four of us, but it worked out for the best.
And what about the name band? Was it also a collective idea to select this special, very empty and very abstract name for a project like band?
I think, I mean, we keep talking about this container, but you also just said it was completely empty and abstract, so it meant that we could then really have a lot to play with and sort of add to it. It's like kind of...
The press release also says that you are very much into or very interested in Swedish boys. What's that about?
We don't want to go deeper into that.
Yeah, I don't think the Vienna needs to know too much about that one.
The last statement says that the stated ambition is to, quote now, just do these things and not worry about looking like an asshole after. Do you think it might be possible that you will look like an asshole after the gig and at the Flug?
I think it's...
We're just open to any possibility.
But,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
we
are
open to failure also.
Yeah, we're. I mean, we're dealing with a lot of expectations. Also, like with the posters we put out there, with the shirts we're wearing, people are starting to talk, and we like to keep it really kind of open, so we haven't specified anything about this event that's happening.
So expect the unexpected.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you feel like we're assholes afterwards because we didn't give you what you expected, well, sorry, but we'll live up to that.
Yeah.
I think that quote's also talking about the kind of freedom that you get from working as four people. I think if I was doing this on my own, I would be incredibly worried about looking like an asshole. But because as a group, it's sort of... It's also these sum of the parts. Like, I'm only one part of it. It only represents me in a certain way. So we can kind of get away with a lot more, I think. So you can worry about it. You can kind of, yeah, worry about it after, I think.
That are quite good last words by B. By B and D.
But I think A would like to have the last word.
Yeah, I mean, we brought us a song.
B is also the first letter in band, so you could have the last word.
Oh, but maybe about the T-shirts. Each of us has got four T-shirts having every letter. So changing them,
okay.
I'm like B-I-N-D every other day.
So you're being a leader.
Multiple subjects.
Yeah.
Multiple
identities. So it's also the luck if we actually come together as a band and practice well or badly. If it doesn't work out, then we're all four N's and doesn't sound too good.
Like, three of us are just
you don't
bad,
get band.
Maybe. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time a little bit, so I would like to ask you what kind of last song would you like to be played?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're having one song from the adverts called One Chord Wonders. I would like to just read through, like, part of the lyrics, which are really saying a lot. So, here we go. I wonder what we'll play for you tonight. Something heavy, something light. Something to set your soul alight. I wonder how we'll answer when you say, we don't like you, go away. Come back when you've learned to play. I wonder what we'll do when things go wrong. When we're halfway through our favorite song, we look up and the audience is gone.
Band, thanks a lot and good luck for the performance, the gig, whatever, on 30th Juni, Flugbahne in Wien.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Play for you tonight. Something heavy, something light.
Und das war schon wieder mal ein sumpfig Sack. Bis dann, beziehungsweise weiter paddeln in die graue Lagune.